This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I digress, my friend. I say hello. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Andy. Are you flying solo today? And can they trust you with this? Is this a solo-rated airplane?
No, they can't trust him. Come on, Tim.
Jeff,
you know better
here
than that.
And, Tim, okay, you've known me for a better part of 96 years. Would you trust me to fly the plane alone? That's the question.
No, but I would trust you to watch me fly it alone so you could be my observer. By the way, I'm playing right now. We're waiting to hear a ball's on number 18 at Valley View Golf Club, northeast of Lancaster, Ohio. And my playing partner is none other than Paul. You know him as Moose Spahn. So watch what you say.
The world's greatest sports director in the history of local television.
Well, sports director.
And I will say that and tell him to hit him straight. And whatever you do, don't try to cheat. I played with him enough times.
You got
it. Not cheat. All right, Tim, let's talk a little bit about Ohio State and the Ohio State schedule coming out. It is very bizarre not to look at the end of the schedule and not see the word Michigan on there, even though people get mad.
Well, you know, people should have started listening to guys like me and you on your show and stuff, where I was laying the hint that, you know, that's what I expected to see coming down the pike, because the bottom line is you want to see Ohio State play Michigan no matter what other game you get to see this year in college football season. But the flip side of it is I thought it would be one of the first three or four games, but it's number seven on the pencil. By the way, this is a penciled-in schedule, not an ink, not an indelible by any sense, because, you know, Rutgers, as we know, is having its problems right now from a COVID 19 situation, but and of course we just found out the governor of Ohio had tested positive for it. So I think anybody can get this. Basically, what you're understanding. But I digress. The bottom line is, you want to see this. If there's anything you want to see the traditional rivalry games be renewed this season, even if it's a one game season. So I don't have any problem with it. I just don't understand, and still haven't gotten an explanation why October 24th was a sweet date, but. It gives you a little bit of time before and after in case October 24 doesn't work, if you catch my drift there.
Is this done strictly, Tim, because they want to make sure they get that game in, thinking that things might go south later, or by playing it at the end of the season it puts it in jeopardy or something like that? I'm not quite sure why it had to be moved.
Well, the point I just made just a minute ago was these schedules are in pencil. They're going to change. You got to believe it. There are some games that you definitely want to see played. I'm sure the Big Ten's not going to come out and say, we got to see Ohio State Michigan played no matter what. They can't make that comment. But, the flip side of it is they put Purdue and Indiana for the old Oaken bucket. They're playing the last game of it's the last game of a 10-game season. So nothing's regular about this season. Number two, right now they've got the season running from the 5th. September 5th to November 21, but as you can see, there's two open dates put in there for each team, and there's also a three-weekend buffer between the end of 21 and the last day they could play the Big Ten Championship game, which would be December 19 in Indianapolis. So, you know, they wanted to be flexible, and they've got what they wanted in terms of buffers, et cetera, in this schedule.
All right, let's talk about the fun stories. And it's not Woody and Bo, but it is Ryan Day and it is Jim Harbaugh. And yesterday on the Big Ten conference call, they had a little bit of a heated exchange. What's the story on that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not the one that wrote that story. I think the guy that first broke it got it wrong. from the sense of what was said. And now I'm being told by my friends who cover Michigan that the second version of it was wrong. So it's kind of hard to comment on something.
All right, well,
I was waiting while Moose was hitting there. Did you hear that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was waiting on Moose to hit. But it's kind of hard to comment on something that you, number one, didn't hear, haven't had other people. I understand there was a dust-up on the conference call, but it wasn't the original. Ryan Day didn't say what he said originally, and then the idea that you take care of yours, I'll take care of mine. That sounds like an accurate statement when Harbaugh interrupted him on the conference call. But then whether Ryan Day said what people say he said to his team, that's the other thing up to conjecture. So, you know, who knows? Hang on one second. Hey, Moose, y'all going up, and I'll catch up. I got your stuff. But anyway, by the way, Baskin says sorry, but, you know, that's the way it is. But anyway, bottom line is it's like hearsay so to a certain extent. I'm not sure anybody recorded it, you know, so – or if they did, I guess you would record a Zoom video, wouldn't you? I don't know, but
yeah. So let me go back.
I don't really have a comment on something I didn't report and haven't heard factually that it was one way or the other. But here's the bottom line. Once again, just before a season starts, you've got a Jim Harbaugh quip of some sort, kind of like riling Ohio State fans, just like last year. You know, when he had the comment before the Big Ten meetings about the Urban always leaves controversy or something in his wake. You know, and I asked him this. I said, why would you want to poke the bear? He goes, he said he didn't get animal analogies, even though he just called his team an anaconda. So, so it is what it is, man. You know, they play the games. They play the games, and you take your chances.
All right. By the way, the story that was out there was that Ryan Day would hang 100 on Michigan.
I know the story.
So everybody else knows.
They almost did a few years ago. You know, and I'm telling you guys, I said this on the Paul Feinbaum show. I don't know if that's competition or whatever, but I said on Paul Feinbaum show last week, I think this is as deep a roster at Ohio State football that I've covered since starting covering in 84. It didn't say that every player on this team was better than any other players ever played there. That's not what I said at all, you know. But this is a team that's loaded at the wide receiver skill position, and they've got maybe the best quarterback in the country. I think you can make an argument that he is. Coming back, he's only going to get better if he builds on what he ended at last year. And they have a chance. They got an offensive line that's going to have four former five stars starting, and including at right tackle, two former five stars battling for the starting job. Nicholas Petit-Frere, the incumbent, or the guy you think is going to be the starter, and then Paris Johnson, who you know is one of the more ballyhooed recruits they've gotten in a long time, kid out of Cincinnati area. So. They feel pretty good about this offensive team. So I think they're going to hang a lot of points on a lot of people. When they open with Illinois and follow that with Rutgers, if, in fact, Rutgers is ready to go at that point. So we'll see where it goes.
Tim, what do you expect from
Amazon,
a fan's
That was an Amazon guy backing up and almost backed over me. Go ahead now.
That's not good.
I didn't hear it.
I'm playing on that kind of golf course. Go ahead.
What are you expecting from a fan standpoint? Do you think it's going to change or – Are schools, are leagues reluctant to put fans in from a logistical liability standpoint?
You're prohibited from having gatherings of more than such and such. You know, you've got to, if it's a 6-foot spacing, you've got to figure the 6-foot spacing, and couples can come in and hang with each other, but not two couples. And this is all about mandates being made by the government. That's what they're all adhering to. That's why at Mid-Ohio last week they postponed their races until September or October, because basically they felt like they weren't going to legally be able to have the crowd in there they wanted to have in there, and so they postponed that IndyCar doubleheader till late September or October. But it's all based on the directives from the government.
Tim, I'm wondering. I guess we're really going to see what crowds mean this year, right? Like, I'm imagining Ohio State at Penn State, and the whiteout will be the seats. They'll just paint the seats white. I know what that's like when you hear that stupid Lions roar every first down when you're in Happy Valley.
Let me interrupt you. Yeah. What we're going to find out, I've always believed that they pipe some noise through their PA system. I've always believed that. Now we're going to find out. That's what I've – that's I'm curious about that game about for that very reason, you know. So, but well, yeah, it's going to be different. But you know what? If these guys get to play, I mean, seriously, if these guys get to play and they stay healthy, that's the big. That's the only thing I really give a rat's rear about is whether the players whether it's safe enough for the players to play and stay healthy. And we all know what separates football from any other sport is that 5 to 15 seconds where the offensive and defensive lines are a foot and a half, 2 feet apart. That's what, you know, if you really talk to football people, that's what they're worried about most is those big guys because tackles come and go. You know, you're in and out. But the big guys are breathing in on each other, especially at the end of a long drive. They're breathing on each other hard. And that's where the real jeopardy is in football and what separates it from every other sport.
What does what do they do about that, Tim? You know, because
here's my idea. You get a big plastic partition. You know how they do that net on the behind the goalpost before an extra point or field goal, and you have these guys and they let the partition down, and then the quarterback raises his hand and says, "Up with the partition." And then you pull the partition up, and then the quarterback has to now not only, you know, handle things, but has to not hit the partition when he throws his passes. So I think that's the way you do it. What do you think?
Maybe you got to throw a tight spiral.
Be blacked out. Maybe the partition could be opaque, and you wouldn't be able to see how the offense is lining up, and all of a sudden, boom, they pull the partition up, and you're in the single wing, and they're going, what the?
But on TV, they'll be able to put an ad on it so they can make some money on it, right?
Sure.
Exactly. Bingo. That goes without saying, I think.
Look at us making money. All right, so give us the lowdown on Ohio State on where they're at right now. We're back at practice, right? And we're just counting down the days until the first game of the season.
Yeah, but it's not going to be practice as usual. They're going to be taking safety measures. You know, like today's practice was the opening practice. And as you notice, I'm playing golf. Usually I'd be standing there on a usual day when they come running out and seeing who's there, saying hi to the coaches and all that stuff. And of course, we're not allowed anywhere near that place at this point. But it's going to be different. I mean, you know, today was just almost like the way I understood it was going to be helmet fitting day, you know, walkthrough, first time they've been able to put on helmets, since the second practice of spring they had way back in March. So, but it's going to be interesting because they're going to limit, I'm sure any coaching staff is going to limit how much scrimmaging they do. Because that's where the real jeopardy is. I'm talking about what I was talking about a while ago, the face-to-face, in-your-face kind of scrimmaging stuff. But can you get a team ready for a football game like that? I guess we're going to find out.
All right, Tim, let me throw this at you just again, I know the schedule's in pencil. So you've got Michigan, what, week 8, 7th game of the season, something
seventh.
Like that. So,
well, it'll be week 8, but they'll have a bye in there or a pass or off week in there also, so it'd be the 8th week of their schedule right now.
Tim, I mean, I've always thought that, you know, the way the nation looks at Ohio State Michigan, that if Michigan's bad, it doesn't matter if Ohio State beats a bad Michigan team. It's still Ohio State Michigan, and you get credit for beating your rival that last week of the season. And I just wonder if it doesn't – I mean, if we're still going to have a national championship and – we're going to be able, do some of those things, allergies. And so if we're going to be able to do that, I always thought the value of Michigan was that whether they were good or they were bad, that there was some substance when people were looking at that game across the country when you're talking about voting or trying to figure out, you know, the perception of who's the number 1, 2, 3, 4 team in the country. Does it hurt Ohio State to play them earlier if they have some kind of stumble out of the gate? Not that I think they're going to. But if they do?
No, I mean, here's the thing. And nobody knows how many games these teams are all going to get to play in the final analysis. You're going to definitely play that game to keep history going, you know, to not have a smudge in the history book or a blank in the history book. Number three, you know, Texas has played Oklahoma, the Red River Showdown now. It used to be the shootout before everybody, before the political correct crowd came along. But the Red River Showdown is played in October, you know, at the State Fair in Texas. I covered three of those way back in the early 70s, back when I was a sports editor of the Lufkin News. And the bottom line is that didn't hurt that rivalry one damn bit. Matter of fact, it kind of set up sort of a downhill run for whichever team won that game. And I expect this, you know, this is the seventh game of the season for Ohio State in pencil, and it's going to be a critical game. And I think you just take it this year is always going to be a blip on the radar screen. You know, you just take it as it comes. If you get a, if you get the luxury of getting to play that game, you know, embrace it. As Justin Fields, and I think Wyatt Davis both said the other day on the teleconference, they want to beat the brakes off those guys, you know. And that's a, and what I like about that is that's kind of an auto racing term when you think about it, back when brakes used to wear out. So on auto race, you make a guy brake so much that finally he couldn't do it anymore, and you beat him into the corner. But I digress. Bottom line is, if they played this game in 2 weeks, you get this game in the books, and then you move on from there.
Gotcha. Hey, Tim, did you catch up to Moose or no?
No, he's sitting right here waiting on me while we talk about y'all try to trick me with a third way of asking a question, trying to trick me like I'm on the witness stand or something.
We're trying to. All right, make sure you tell Moose, the greatest sports director in the history of television. I got rid of the
Moose. Moose knows he's the greatest sports director in the history of television. That was Andy Baskin, Moose. He says you're the greatest. He's been telling me that the whole round, even though, you know, we all know, you know. We all know. What would he have done? What would he have done without Dom? That's the great big question.
Well, that's a story that will never be answered. We'll know that. Goodbye, Tim. We appreciate it.
I see you guys.
All right. Tim May, Letterman's Row, formerly with Dispatch, knows everything about Ohio State football. He is the man when it comes to the Buckeyes and Central Ohio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.